Hello, I am Nimja, and this is Nimja Live Light Drone Factory Tour. This file plays at one of the many locations of Nimja Incorporated where people are being conditioned, brainwashed, turned into service that they themselves have desired either briefly or for a long time before. This particular factory is for the purpose of making drones. Drones are a subset of those programmed and hypnotized, ones that tend to stay in an almost permanent trance. Some people call this permanosis or permatrance, and it can be a state of mind that can be quite enjoyable. Being invited to one of these factory tours usually means that you have been selected. There are only limited tours of the facility available, and curiosity, well, people do tend to want to know what happens in one of those places. Shall we find out? The entrance itself is relatively unassuming. Just close your eyes and imagine a building, the location doesn't really matter, which on the outside has almost no identifiable marks. Besides the familiar Nimja Incorporated logo, nobody outside could even suspect what is happening inside. The tour group that is allowed inside is rather small, only a couple of people, and you are greeted at a reception desk by a rather cheerful looking person. Their clothing seems to be some kind of uniform, you're not quite sure yet, but it does appear to be very comfortable. The receptionist eagerly helps you and invites you in, making sure to check your names and closing the door behind you carefully. After verifying that you are indeed the correct person to be here, and checking the time once more, it does seem that the receptionist is very diligent. They let you into the facility. All you have to do is just walk into the next room, and everything will become clear shortly. The next room is, well, it's a strange way to look at the world. There is something akin to an assembly line, and you can see people standing on it. They appear to be blissfully oblivious of their surroundings, wearing different kinds of suits, most of them skin tight and covering all of the body, latex, fabric, yet some of them are more choice driven, it seems. You recognize some classic costumes and even some animal related details, ears, tails. at times even patterns or something over the arms. All the suits have one thing in common. It appears to be all that they're wearing. Now that you're slowly getting adjusted to the strange sight, you notice that there's actually not that much sound here. You realize that you've been looking through a rather large pane of glass, perhaps a one-way mirror. The current room you're in is not that light, after all. As you're staring at the different drones, it's kind of difficult to think of them as people anymore. They all seem to be so machine-like. You notice that one of them is stepping off the assembly line. Their movements, slow, deliberate, almost mechanical. They turn around and you can observe their completely blank face. There appears to be a blissful emptiness inside of them. Even though their eyes are open, and you're looking at it from a little bit of a distance, you can tell that they are so blank and so comfortable in this state. They are happy, content. They're wearing a very nice outfit, covering almost every part of their body except for their head. Even their hands and feet are covered. When they, for lack of a better term, switch on, their expression immediately changes to one of alertness and happy servitude. You can see them walking eagerly to where you are. And, after diverting to the side to go through a door that you didn't even know was there, you can hear them opening another door and entering the same space you are in. Hello, and welcome to the Drone Factory Tour. I have been told that you are here to view all of the different steps that we, the drones, go through to become what we are. Now, to do this, we do have a few things to take care of before the tour can start properly. I am sure that you are all very curious and hopefully willing to participate in this little bit of role play we will do. To help you understand each part of the factory better, we're going to ask you to wear one of the suits. After you select one, one will arrive in your size. So, take a moment over there. You can find some tablets attached to the wall where you can pick your suit. Feel free to make whatever choices you like, style, color, material. It should be trivial for us to supply them. Please do so now. And while you are imagining the perfect suit for yourself, and doing your best to pick it, going through the easy choices that you see in front of you, I will let you know that by the time you leave, you will have a complete understanding of how our drones operate inside and out. you will observe the full process and get informed on what it means and what it does. Are you all done with your selection? Excellent. Now it may take a moment for the suits to arrive. Don't worry, it will happen soon enough. However, while we wait, I would ask you to put on these headphones. These are wireless and they will aid in the tour, as I would not want to speak the whole time over some of the sounds that are in the deeper parts of the factory. That's right. Thank you for putting them on. Now, just to verify while you are wearing them, can you hear me easily? Beautiful. Thank you for participating in this. I can promise that it will be a tour you will never forget. Mere moments later, a few more very similarly dressed drones enter the space and hand each of you a package. Inside is the suit that you selected in your style, your color, your type. You are given some space to get changed. The tour guide guides you a little further where there are changing rooms, and each of you gets the time to change at your own pace. Each changing room comes equipped with a special locker that you get the key for. The key is a control or a command or a word that you can pick yourself. It is recommended to not take anything else with you, and I'm sorry, no photography is allowed inside the facility. As you are changing, you do notice that the suit is exactly as you want it. The material feels so good. And as you take off your clothes and slowly redress, it almost feels familiar. I wonder if you've ever fantasized about wearing something like this before. It fits perfectly. And in no time at all, soon you are wearing a wonderful suit and some headphones that tell you that as soon as you are ready getting dressed, you can exit the changing room through the other door. You realize that you are no longer among the other people. You are getting a private tour. The headphone instructs you to walk forward and explains to you what is happening. After a short while, you enter another room with a large window. From there, you can see a drone sitting in a special chair. They are wearing similar headphones to those that you have on your head right now. On the outside, you see some lights flickering. In front of the drone are a series of screens. They seem to be showing different patterns or colors or words, although it's hard to see at this angle. While the headphone sounds explain to you what's happening, you keep trying to see the screens. This is one of the earlier steps in drone creation. To help a drone mind to form, we first put it in a very deep trance. This can be achieved in many ways. Depending on the type of mind, we may add some chemical additions to this process. However, most of the time, audio-visual stimulation works quite well. The chairs themselves are quite relaxing. They tend to form to the body with the memory foam padding that we put on them. And the screens show all kinds of patterns. Sometimes they flicker rapidly through different styles while we measure how the subject responds. At this point, the drone is still very similar to a person. They have ideas, they have wishes. Although most of them come here very much with a desire to just be blank, to have no idea at all anymore, and to be part of a collective organization where they can be utilized whenever needed. Some drones even return to their normal life afterwards, but maintain triggers that allow them to simply switch into this permanent hypnotic state whenever a controller wants to. You might notice, if you pay attention to the expression, that as the trance deepens, the face relaxes more and more. And with each wave of that relaxation, you can tell how nice it feels to be put in that state of trance. And the more the staring happens, listening to the different sounds coming through those headphones, the deeper the trance becomes. Even though the process appears to be very simple, there are so many elements to it, so many details to keep in check, to allow your mind to be hypnotized the best way. Now let's continue with the tour. For the next section, you can make a choice. See, we also include certain physical training for our drones. A lot of them enjoy the concept of sexual service as part of their mindlessness, while others prefer a more practical application. It's up to you if you'd like to see this in action. Do keep in mind that your body might be affected by what you see. Very good. Then you can continue this way, and you will see here how we train a drone practically. We make sure that they get used to certain movements. They get stimulated and rewarded whenever they perform an action well. What's especially nice is that this stimulation tends to be quite nice for them. If you pay careful attention, you may even notice each wave of reward as they do a good job. At this point, most of the mind of the drone is already gone, their body needing some practice and conditioning to truly embrace the situation that they're in. You might even imagine yourself being rewarded in a similar way. It's quite fascinating how those types of sensations can have such a powerful effect. Expressions of bliss and acceptance. While the mind is completely blank, the body is being trained and conditioned in ways that amplify their surrender to the drone programming. Each step in the process is carefully calibrated to allow the perfect merger of mind and body into this perma-trance. As the rewards vary in intensity, you may even be able to notice their reactions. Each one more welcome than the last, as they surrender to the programming of becoming a perfect, mindless drone. The beauty is that they become a mix of something that they wanted and something that has been asked for. Some drones truly give themselves completely to the concept of being taken, programmed to the point of being unaware of their purpose, knowing that they will be controlled. Others are very happy to be a well-functioning part of the machine, cogs that fit in beautifully and allow everything to happen as smooth as possible. Let's continue. Now there's two more things I'd like to show you. One of them is that it is very nice to see how the drones begin to obey without even thinking, how they follow instructions purely on instinct and conditioning. Before I can show you that though, I need to make sure that you can look at it without responding yourself. Here, take a look at this. These patterns and the sound you are hearing will help you focus on observing each wave of the lines, the shapes, the sights, the sounds will allow you to stay awake in the deepest trance that you can imagine, an almost continuous flow of beautiful focus and emptiness that takes your mind into the perfect state of observing. And the more you observe, the deeper you can take each thing that you observe into your own mind. That's right. Now, to help you with this, I'd like you to wear this visor. It will allow you to see some of the things that a drone sees that are not actually in the room. Sometimes they are instructed with simple sounds, lights, or other commands that have been programmed into them. Some drones get so beautifully programmed that a single word can make them drop into the deepest trance without even realizing. While other times, words or commands or colors have a more impactful reaction. Now, what you see before you will guide you. The patterns will tell you where to go. Do follow the instructions. As the visor shows you perfectly what to do, where to walk, how quickly to go, and tell you where to stop and focus, telling you to turn and looking. You see a room with a drone, and you can see the instructions that the drone is being given. Some of them are quite mundane. Walk, sit, stand, drop, deep, blank. Then the commands become more intense. Similar to the practice room, you can tell how the drone is being given some very interesting instructions. The reaction in their body is immediate. They begin doing exactly what is told without even thinking. You can even tell the change in temperature and posture, and everything in the drone follows what is being instructed. It also affects your own body. The same commands, the same instructions seem to sink in even deeper as you observe them being obeyed. I wonder which word resonates most. To help you experience the whole flow, you are guided further into the factory again, and without even realizing, you are now standing one of those assembly lines. You are standing in place, and part of your mind registers that you're looking at the same window that you saw before when you arrived from the other side. You don't even turn your head anymore. You simply stare straight forward. and when the visor instructs you to move aside, walk to the chair and sit down. You're already sitting before you're realizing what you're doing. The programming flows into your mind easily. Commands to follow, orders to obey. This perma-trance state that you can enter whenever made. Part of your mind is at peace, calm, blank, while other parts of your mind are interestingly engaged with what is happening. You are being brainwashed into a drone. Such a devious fantasy, isn't it? Each of the words, the sights flashing on the screens and your goggles work together to induce you into an ever-deepening state of surrender. You know exactly what suit you are wearing, and you are glad that it probably doesn't show what's happening underneath. You return to the assembly line even more mindless than before, going through the same steps, following instructions, getting physical training, training that finally gives you the stimulation you were missing before. Something in the suit appears to activate whenever you do something right. It rewards you in the most pleasant way. Every correct operation is rewarded, and the more mindlessly you obey, the better you follow, the stronger the reward is. If you weren't in a trance like this, stopping with the stimulation would have been frustrating, but right now it feels like you simply accept what is happening. And of course, afterwards, you get a few more commands to obey once you are moved to the next place. Your mind follows immediately. Eventually, you are guided back to the changing room. Feels strange to take the suit off, but you are told that the suit and the headphones can be taken with you, and that no matter where you are, the headphones can be used to activate you, to make you drop into the deep blank state of readiness. Of course, if you ever want to be turned into a drone full time, you might have to return for another tour until you no longer even think. The The effects a tour such as this has on your body might be quite profound. And it is completely normal to have certain urges or cravings afterwards. No matter how the tour has treated you, we at Nimjay Incorporated hope you had a very pleasant time and a deeper understanding. One, two, slowly waking. Three, four, more aware. Five, six, almost there. Seven, eight, almost awake. And 9, 10, wake. The receptionist waves at you as you leave with a knowing smile. Have fun.